Some video games in Australia will be given an R18 plus rating, limiting them for purchase by adults when newly introduced legislation goes into effect next year. As the average age of video game players reaches the early 30s, many parents are unaware that many games now feature graphic violence and sexuality. The new law will give video games a similar classification as films and is similar to regulations enforced in other countries. The head of the Australian Catholic Office for Film and Broadcasting, Father Richard Leonard, SJ, has cautiously welcomed the new rules, saying parents need as much support as possible to make the best media decisions for their family.
Australia is one of the few Western countries that doesn't have an adults or a restricted classification for video games until now. And so the United States does, Europe does, England does, New Zealand does, where it either kicks in at around the age of 18 or 16 in some cases, but where there is material which parents are advised is clearly for adult material. Here in Australia, then, there's been a strong push for a few years from parent bodies to say that we really should have this this category. We cautiously welcome this because censorship is always, that's a sadness. This stuff shouldn't be available anyway. We're talking very violent and very sexually explicit material. And so the Bishops' Conference has cautiously welcomed this new category of restricted to 18 or over 18-year-olds, not because we like the material, but because the material in Australia up till now has generally been classified as MA 15+. That's mature adult 15 and over. And so most of this stuff has been available to kids or to kids at school kids, and we think that's been just reprehensible. So it's not as though the material has been banned up till now, has been unavailable up till now. It's that the classifier has only had a mature age 15-plus category to is the maximum that they could provide. And so at least this introduction of a restricted 18 as a legal requirement means that children shouldn't get it, and secondly, parents will know what's in that material, and thirdly, they will be better informed about making decisions with their children about what video games they might allow their kids to actually have.
How informed do you think most parents are? Video games have changed a lot in the last 15 years. Do parents actually know what their kids are getting sometimes?
I'm certain most parents don't, because unless they grew up with video gaming themselves in the early days, and they'd be fairly young parents. But because it's outside of the experience of many of our parents, they don't understand just firstly how participative it is. This is different to watching a film or a television program. These are young people that are often young people that we're most worried about anyway, but adults as well, who are invited in to be a participant in an explicitly violent or explicitly sexually humiliating or, what we think, lacking in dignity situation. So that changes the whole nature, where the person who plays the game ends up moving from passivity into being an active player, to being playing a role. And there's a bit of research, and probably led by Baroness Susan Greenfield of Oxford University, looking at the impact of these video games on our young people. And certainly about when people are online for a long time or playing this stuff for a long time. And one of the early parts of her research is at least to indicate it seems to have a big effect on people, young people's empathetic response, that their response, their empathetic, the way that they feel with others in real life situations of violence and sexual degradation is somewhat compromised if they've had a big exposure to this material. That's why we want to protect parents in making good decisions and certainly protect kids so that, you know, we don't want any adults to get access to this stuff. But in our culture, in this democracy, okay, if you're over 18, you've got to make some take responsibility for your own adult choices. But we really want to protect the family as much as we possibly can in protecting what parents will be able to now allow their kids to have access to.
As a final question, how difficult has it been for you and your office to talk about these dangers to your fellow clergymen and even the bishops who are usually going to tend older and really don't have this kind of video gaming background?
I think there are some clergy who think that we should not have gone for trying to even even cautiously accept a restricted 18 category, that we should just fight for a ban. But the ban doesn't work. Well, firstly, the federal government of Australia is not going to introduce a ban on this material. They made that absolutely clear. It was a question of where are they going to draw the line. So rather than stay out of the whole discussion, we thought it was better to be an active participant within it, and at least to say, well, look, this is in this very imperfect world, here's the best outcome we can have. So there are some clergy that have been critical of us for that. I personally think that if you're not going to get a ban, if you're living in a pluralist democracy, the church has to deal with what's in front of it, not what it would prefer to have in front of it. The bishops, I've got to say, have been excellent. Though while video gaming is outside of almost all of their experience, I imagine, I can't think of a single one of the 34 Australian Catholic bishops we have who has told me they're video gamers, but they have been wonderfully educable. So we've been able to tell them about the issues and inform them. And even though they're anxious about cautiously welcoming this move, at least they can see that it arms parents now with much more information than they've ever had before, and it arms the censor with the ability to exclude material or to tell people what's actually within this game in a much, much more explicit way that tells people about the content that's contained within. So actually, I've been very proud of the bishops in the way that they've at least... Because, our instinct, I think, would be to say, well, let's just not have this terrible material. But that wasn't going to happen. And not being a player in that discussion meant that I think we could have had a worse outcome than we've got right now.